Are we recording?
Ready.
All right.
Yes!
Oh, sorry.
And no one can hear.
It's always going to be inside jokes.
Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta wait for the bass to drop, Peter.
There it is. Boom, yeah. It is episode 305, I think.
Pretty sure.
Are we on 305?
We're on episode... We are live.
We are live.
I'm pretty sure we're 305, and this is gonna be... This is somewhat of an experiment. What we're doing right now.
We've recorded live before.
No. Not like this. This is at a party. We've all had a few drinks.
We said we would never do this.
304. Excuse me. See, I told you. Nope. 305. I was right. Con Air was 304. We got this. And this is at a party. This is like our sample. Like, this is like our prequel to like the gigantic. We're gonna have a gigantic
so this is like the half chub.
Yeah, the half chub.
And the real party is gonna be the full chub.
Yeah, to the full chub, like big like party episode of our celebrating 300 episodes.
Yeah, we should celebrate episode 300 forever. What's that?
This is the party.
You gotta talk louder if you want. You gotta pass the microphone along.
What's the party?
But yes, we are like live at like a full table with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people.
This is
and a dog.
This is it's the
7 of us is a dog.
This is a Christmas Ryan party.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're celebrating so much. Christmas, Ryan's birthday party.
The insurrection.
Learning that Ryan's dating someone. I didn't know that.
Very nice.
Yeah, so much is going on this episode. And we thought... Like,
you knew it, though.
I hope so.
I hope she knows.
And
that.
So we're going to do a round table, round robin, if you would say, for some...
Like, nobody's named Robin, kids. And the table's not round.
Okay. It's a rectangle table, and we're going to introduce some people and talk about 3 questions for each person.
Can I add a question?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay. I just want to know what personality you would pick for yourself.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither, but I figured it out lately. Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Okay. 3 questions. All right. This is a spitball podcast where we have a bunch of eyes on us right now because everybody wants to get on the mic. We are a hot commodity. And the first person that we have right now is, what do we have over here? You better talk.
Hello.
I get 100% Evan.
You really do.
All night tonight.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
It's weird.
No, it's not. It's what used to happen all the time.
I know, but I just don't remember those days anymore.
We were blacked out. Anyway.
That's true, but still, we were just thirsty.
You were thirsty. I was...
Well, thirsty in other senses.
I was fulfilled.
Very nice.
So many people. Evan, welcome into the podcast.
Peter,
we're so excited
have video
to have
too.
You.
We have video. We have a... Look, we're going to introduce them one by one, but I'm excited to get a round table of all these 3 questions that we have.
Rectangle.
And not Robin.
That's right. Evan, to kick things off.
Rectangle
first off,
dolly table.
It's great to see you.
Yeah, dude. Good to
see you.
See you
guys.
Yes.
Give me a high five.
Hand hug.
Oh, head hug.
Evan.
Zoltan.
Yeah.
Real fast. Do you have I want to say favorite, but the most despised character from a movie. Do you have one?
Several.
Ooh. Go
he
ahead.
Said one.
And everyone listening at the rectangle,
at
you
the
cannot
table.
Repeat. I want new ones, okay?
Thank God I went first.
Yeah. Who do you hate in all the movies ever possible? Ever.
I'm going with TV shows.
Whoever passed.
I said movies.
I know. I'm changing it up.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean,
I mean, there's, I mean, we make up the rules over here, so I guess exactly. We can let him bend.
That little bastard, King Joffrey.
Oh, he's such a faggot.
It was so good, right, when he died?
Sorry, I can't say that. It's 2023.
Yeah, we're way past that.
But that was a good episode. When he actually died, right, everyone felt pretty satisfied,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
They wrote him so well, like, you hated him. And it was, like, amazing that you could actually, like, feel, like, pure gall towards him.
Was it because he was a child?
No, it's because he was a little bitch.
Yes. And he had a punchable face. Did you not want to punch his face every time you saw him?
No, I wanted him to get beheaded.
And then punch his beheaded face?
No, punt it.
Punt his face. Instead of punching the face, you're punting the face.
Exactly. Oh, dude.
Hey!
Bless you.
Jesus Christ. Quiet on the set.
All right, Evan. Thank you. Next question. Favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
You can't say all of them.
Oh, God.
I know, it's tough.
Well, I still haven't seen An Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
You know how he likes to wait? Give him some
it's
time.
It's been a year.
He likes to let these things simmer.
Exactly. I want it to get off of Netflix. And then I'll watch it.
Where's it going? Blockbuster?
I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's what he's waiting for. He's just sitting outside the old Blockbuster, just waiting for it to open again.
Dude, wouldn't that be something? You can't find something on Netflix, and then you have to go to the old Blockbuster?
Dude, they're already doing that with streaming services. Exclusives, Blockbuster exclusives.
Blah, blah, blah. B-movies and beyond. We can have our own store, dude.
Exclusives.
Hey, you can't mention Ryan's Plex. It's illegal.
We buy every movie. Nah.
Delete that.
Delete that part, because Nikki's. We don't speak of the Plex.
Okay, but Evan, so you haven't seen that one, but you've seen plenty of other Nicolas Cage movies. Go.
Oh, The Rock, hands down.
Over Connor.
So, no, with Connor. I mean, you got a powerhouse.
Dude, I mean, okay.
What do you mean with? Like, they're with equal? Sean Connery? But no, you're putting The Rock ahead of Connor.
Oh.
True or false?
True or false? What?
Yes or no? What's over Connor? The Rock?
Damn it. I would say, yeah.
Last Rock. Episode.
You fooled me, I'm right.
Last episode, I thought Connor is the best.
No, I mean, he has legendary hair.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
But Connor.
Connor and his accent? Doesn't have Connery. Oh, man. Sorry.
Wait till Nate gets on here.
Dude, but Connor is Nick Cage's movie. The Rock is Sean Connery's movie.
No, I don't feel like that.
I don't know why we're contesting Evan. He's our guest, and I fucking miss him.
It's really, I mean, it's your pick. So The Rock.
Thanks. Thank you for allowing me my opinion.
I know. We always interrupted him and said, no, you're wrong, Evan, and this is why you're wrong.
Have you ever wondered why he doesn't want to do the podcast with us anymore?
Thank you for coming back.
You're welcome.
All right.
The Rock is a fine answer.
Yes, I love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
The Rock is good.
Yeah.
Do you have a movie to recommend for everyone?
Oh, God.
Currently, right now. Currently, in your right loins.
I have a movie to recommend to Skip.
Fair enough. I like it. I like these probably more than the other ones because of the fact that, like, there's so many good movies out there.
Is it Avatar 2?
No.
Oh.
It's what is the one to skip, though?
Halloween Ends.
Oh, I watched it too late. Evan, where were you like a month ago?
At my house.
Well, you didn't tell us.
I know, but still. I mean, I just watched it. Oh, my God. I slept right through it. It was the stupidest plot ever. The acting was great, and I loved the music and the cinematography, but the story was shit.
You know, there were segments in that I thought, like, I see where they're going, and they just didn't flesh it out, right?
Okay, and there's like pieces of corn and pieces of shit.
Oh, I love that. That's such a surprise. The more you know. But, right? It was
I
surprise.
Only thought that came from Chipotle burritos.
Even the first one. I'm just saying Inns has some surprise in it. Like, it's exactly like corn.
Terrible.
You know what sucked?
The story.
Yes. I am. I watched that movie. And I made the mistake of actually just watching it instead of just not watching it. Huh, Brittany? It is true. I was like, I gotta watch this movie. And then when I finished it, I was like, this movie sucks.
Oh my God, it was Such a slog.
Not worth it.
Were you awake during that scene where like he was like killing that guy like in the background and really pitch dark? You barely see it. You were awake? I thought that was cool.
It was, but it was, the story was shit.
The best part was the best kill on that movie was when the kid fell down from the third floor and just cracked his head. Like the first 10 minutes of it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I guess this is where it's going.
I agree.
But and the other thing is Nick Cage isn't in it. So,
well, I mean, that's true. All right. Last chance for anything you recommend, not that you don't recommend.
Nope.
Oh, all right, Evan. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you, buddy. We're moving on to our next audience member.
Who's up? Who's up? Come on, man. Drum roll.
I think we're gonna have a first time guest.
Oh, I love first time guests.
It's gonna be so exciting. We got Kaiden.
Kaiden, welcome.
Freshly 18. Dude, how's it feel to be 18?
Don't ever announce freshly 18 on a podcast because that's just a. Come on.
I'm a boy. It's okay.
That doesn't make it any better.
That's worse when he said, I'm just a boy. I would say he's like 18, like a man. He's like, nah, I'm just a boy.
No, I'm a freshly 18 boy.
I'm a fresh man.
When you're a fresh man, do you just come out of a cocoon?
No, I came out of my bedroom.
Cocoon.
On the day of my birthday. And it didn't feel any different, I'll be honest with you. All I know now is that I have to move out soon, which kind of sucks.
No one said that, Kaiden.
No, everyone said that. They're all kicking me out.
I mean, Kaiden.
It's over for me.
I forgot who I'm talking to already. Kaiden. Welcome to the podcast. First time guest.
Thanks for having me.
First time 18-year-old.
First time 18-year-old.
Can't wait.
You can now go to strip clubs.
Shit, are you going to go?
I was going to go for my birthday, but then I got a girlfriend. She doesn't let me anymore.
Oh, she never lets you? Take her with you. You know what? Okay, let me tell you something about being a real adult now. You're a real adult.
See it, yeah.
Is you can go to strip clubs with your girlfriend, and the strippers come to you. They pay attention to you because you have a girlfriend there, and they're comfortable.
Smart guy. He knows. Smart guy. He knows how it is. Yeah,
they come
21.
To you because there's a girlfriend?
They're comfortable with the girls.
It is true. They do like the women.
It's really weird.
But Peter would never know because he's never been in a strip club.
One.
Was I there?
No, you weren't there. No.
It was
like
there.
Fresh.
What? I was definitely there.
Oh, then I've been to two.
We're going to let you live your adult life. But
here's the thing. I'll tell you this is, you know, don't be frugal because that was my issue and they don't like quarters. So, Kaiden.
For me, I'm right.
You don't give them money because that's the whole reason.
Do you have your most despised character from a movie?
Don't be frugal.
We're moving on. I told my advice to Kaiden. We're moving on.
I'm ready to go.
It's not an arcade.
It's not an arcade. They don't like quarters. No.
Don't make it rain.
Because I remember.
All right. Kaiden, thanks for joining us. Sorry,
thanks,
man.
Yeah, no problem.
You and I had a great conversation earlier about personalities, but we have three questions for you.
Let's see it.
Do it in one of your personalities. I like your Nick Cage one or your Jack Nicholson one. So, Peter, ask him some questions.
I did.
And tell me the truth. Okay, no, so the truth.
I'll be honest.
Most despised character from a movie.
I'll be honest. I don't have one from a movie. If I think it probably the warden from Shawshank Redemption. I fucking hate
that. That's a movie.
But I'm saying like if I had to choose one, it'd be from him.
Yeah, that's
but
a movie. So you did
favorite.
It.
He's not my least favorite.
Oh, okay.
My least favorite is Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Why?
I fucking hated her.
Have you finished that?
I haven't finished it. I only went up until she died, and then I was satisfied, and I stopped watching it.
Dude, I watched a movie until House of Wax.
He's never seen this. I've seen so much false.
What are you talking about?
These are fake news all over the place.
Anyway, yeah, she's my least favorite. She's really annoying, and I don't like her son.
So wait, we got two from Game of Thrones?
Yep.
I gotta watch this Game of Thrones.
It's her family. It's her family. Her family's really annoying.
You're gonna hate it.
I do like Tyrion.
I've never seen Game of Thrones or Harry Potter.
I tried to watch all Harry Potters in one day. It was a mistake. I went to bed at 8 o'clock. That's the earliest I've ever been to bed, ever. So that's just a testament to how
Harry Potter. Harry Potter puts you to sleep early.
It does. Yeah, it makes me really sleepy.
All right, I like it, Kynan. Kynan, do you have a favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Probably Face Off. Or no one can Ghost Rider. This.
Or Ghost Rider.
Oh, oh man,
you can like use tied. Ghost Rider again because he picked Face Off first. But
yeah, that's such a it's a beauty.
He's
a
son of an adult right now, man.
He's an he's an absolute beauty. I love Nicolas Cage. I like his island that he had to sell.
Why Face Off?
I just really
he just
it.
Told you
he's a beauty. Oh, he's so cute in that movie.
He is pretty cute.
That's it. Just, he's cute. He's a beauty.
I like seeing his face a lot, and it's called Face Off.
I like his face off.
Yeah, because it kind of shows his real personality, who he is, really.
Nicolas Cage
really is.
His real personality is pretending to be John Travolta.
Exactly. It's fucking good. I don't think John Travolta pulled off Nicolas Cage, but I think Nicolas Cage pulled off John Travolta.
100%. I think John Travolta, if you can criticize that movie, he was the weak point of it.
That's it. That's it.
They could replace him with Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves would be such a good Nicolas Cage.
And Nick Cage would be a good Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like he'd be good because he'd be like, I'm John Wick.
Oh, dude.
Exactly.
You and I could talk sequels for this movie.
That's what I'm saying.
100%.
That's what I'm saying.
Just clutch, dude.
Yeah.
Have you listened to this podcast?
No, I listened to it like twice or three times.
Oh, dude.
I'm your stepdad.
Yeah, mom never puts it on the car anymore.
Oh, I know. Hey. You know why? I know why. It's because of this.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Oh, I do remember that.
It's the morning. Oh.
The last one I heard.
You can't hear.
The last one I heard in the car was Pocket Pussies and Armchairs.
Oh, that was such a good
one. That was a good one. I like that
one. Who asked me my favorite episode? Was it you? No, the one I hated. Me. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite episode. That's
Pocket Pussies and Armchair.
I'm wheezing. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't wheeze.
All right.
That's a good one.
Kynan, do you have a do you have a recommendation for people to watch, listen to, whatever you want?
Yeah, I feel like everyone's seen this one, but if you're going to watch a movie that's just fucking amazing, Shawshank Redemption. Or the Stephen King. Stephen King makes amazing movies, but the one that I really like is Kathy Bates. Which is it?
Misery.
Misery. You got it. But yeah, Misery. Misery and Shawshank Redemption, I think, are some of the best movies I've ever
Here's
seen.
Here's the thing, though. Stephen King doesn't make the movies.
I know, but he writes the books. He writes the source material.
So you're recommending books?
Stephen King's
and we're
books.
And B-movies and beyond.
Books, movies. His movie books.
I want to know, though,
his Kynan. Motion pictures.
His motion picture novelizations.
Have you ever read Christine?
No, I've never read. I watched the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, see? Me too.
What's the other one that he did where that girl was tied up to the bed?
So many.
Gerald Games.
So many.
Watch that one.
Gerald Games, I watched it and she like fucking her. That I stopped watching it after she like was handcuffed to the bed.
And that was
like,
the whole movie.
Just started like fucking ripping her fucking hand off.
I was like,
that was disgusting. I hated that. When I turned off. I was like, this is over.
That's when I turned on.
Kynan, I'm really curious because there was a moment in our lives where we didn't have internet for like a few days.
Yep.
Is that when you watch Misery? Because I have it on Blu-ray.
Fucking dude, I did not have the Blu-ray player app on my fucking Xbox, so I couldn't watch it.
Blu-ray app?
I couldn't have it. I could not watch it. So, no, I watched it another time because I saw it and I was like, oh man, I got to watch this, don't I?
I have a question.
And then I watched it.
What's the last movie you watched on a VHS?
VHS Star Wars, the fourth.
Movie. I like. He should just be on this podcast.
The fourth movie. Yeah, I watched.
Why are you not on
the fourth?
Oh my fucking God. Last Hope. Or a New Hope. A New Hope.
Revenge of the Hope.
Revenge of the Hope.
He's got it.
Revenge of the Hope. New Sith. Yeah, it was a New Hope, and then
Jedi Wars. You know.
Yeah, I watched Milo and Otis a lot.
I just gotta say that's been a really long time because I don't own A New Hope on VHS.
Nana does. My Nana owns A New Hope.
What are you talking about? The Nana name.
Dude. For some reason, I started calling my Nana Nana, and then everybody started calling me Nana Nana, so I don't know.
That's what we were talking about.
Everyone's
a trendsetter.
I feel like everybody's cheating off my paper here, guys.
Well, Kynan, it's been a long time since we wanted you on the podcast, but you're so busy with video games and
I'm busy with video games and also D&D.
You're like my niece, dude. My niece, I was like, hey, did you watch this? She goes, I don't got time for that. And I was like, what do you do?
Yeah. No,
they're very busy these days.
She goes, I don't know. I don't got time for that. And I was like, Livia, I gave you like 13 minutes of homework. Like, you can do that. Remember Livia? Now she wants to.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, now she wants to do her own. Oh man, she's gonna take over. Thank you so much, Kynan.
Can you give me a beer,
please? It's been an honor. Can you get us all more beers?
I can get you this. What do you guys want?
Hey, thanks, Kynan. Hey, good to meet you, man.
Yes.
You gotta take your headphones off, otherwise you'll strangle yourself.
All right, who's next? Rotate.
Brittany.
You are next.
You could say whatever you want.
What beers do you
get? You're good. What's this? Oh, Colorado Native.
Oh, thank you so much.
Which one do you want?
Much, Evan.
Can you switch?
Yeah, okay.
You
can switch. All right. Brittany, you got to hold the microphone up to your lips.
Argue with them as much as you can.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, we like to argue. Well, if don't you talk really about time travel. Do you like time travel?
Sure.
Sure?
Oh, man, I hate this.
Do you like bat pods? You got to put the microphone to your mouth.
Yeah, if you want the audience to hear you.
Bat pod.
All right, we have another first-time guest who...
Ask the question.
Yeah, we will, but...
first-time guest.
I'm going to be Brittany. So extra.
Ryan, do you want to introduce Brittany?
I think we have. Hi, Brittany. We're dating?
Yeah, I didn't say that because I can't say that.
Oh, yeah. You met the crew? You realize what they've dealt with for a long time?
What they've dealt with?
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think she knew what we dealt with.
Do you really? They've got years. Anyway, it's...
Yeah. What are you drinking,
Brittany? Yeah, what are you drinking?
I'm curious.
Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. I gave you an applause.
Do you like it?
And a very nice.
Very nice.
We're
I
very concerned.
Do love this. I don't like it. I love it.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good job. But what is it? What's in the glass? Oh, same thing.
The Rocky Mountain.
Why you gotta be all extra, Peter?
I thought it was like some cranberry shit. I don't like cranberry.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm glad you like it. My wife did that. She's really good. She's cool.
She is cool. I love her.
Good.
She is cool.
Welcome in. You've heard us say the three questions, but the first one. Oh, you got something, Ryan?
Have you listened to this podcast before?
I doubt it.
I actually have.
Which episode? Do you remember?
I just randomly pick.
Oh, that's my
favorite. It's probably the best way.
And I'm like,
what was the one Kaiden listened to? Like, Pocket Pussies and Armchairs. Jesus, dude. Solid episode. Which one did you listen to? Do you remember any of it?
I don't remember what one I listened to. I just...
Was it the most random thing you ever... You know how you found us on Spotify for the longest time? You had to look up cat buttholes. That's the only way you can find our podcast. I don't know, because we had an episode where we talked about cats, that stupid movie, and their buttholes.
Who else is talking about cat buttholes but B-movies and beyond? Like, yeah. That's how you look us up. And I'm proud of that. You forever going to be associated with cat buttholes. So, yes. They do, and that's part
of the
reason.
That was part of the episode.
Yeah. The jewels for the cat buttholes are fantastic. And can you bring the camera in a little bit?
Sure.
Put it a little bit on Brittany.
No,
back.
Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So we got some questions for you. Because you watch movies. You know what I love about you is you actually watch movies that I haven't watched.
Ooh, like what?
You've watched like 90 different movies. I was like, I've never seen that before.
90?
Yeah, 90. We watched, what movie did we watch together where Jack Black was a really weird gay guy who buried people and like took over that old lady's house? And her entire fortune and killed her and put her in a freezer. Anybody watch this movie?
I don't remember the name.
It probably didn't start with a B. That's Ryan's issue.
It was not a B movie. It was a B movie, but it wasn't
a C movie.
No, it was like a, what was his name? Harold or Henry?
With Jack Black?
Yeah, Jack Black. What was it?
Barry.
I think it was Barry, yeah.
Yeah. I know Barry.
Dude, insane movie. Like, I was like, oh, this would be funny. But then I was like, oh, shit, Jack Black's an asshole.
But he was kind of funny, though, in it.
Just because he played a really weird gay dude.
Any movie he's in, he's funny.
He was kind of flamboyant, but I don't know if he was gay. But
he was gay.
You know, anyways.
In the movie.
But I mean, this kind of relates. Like, Brittany, do you have a most despised character from a movie or a film? I mean, or it's the same thing. TV show?
Yes.
Bernie.
Do.
Bernie. Sorry. Bernie. Thank you.
I do that. I interrupt. I'm sorry.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. Oh, I like this. Why?
Can I just pick the one movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the reason why.
You don't like him. Like, American History X.
Oh, what?
He was so good in that movie.
Yeah.
He was very good in that movie, but...
Is that the reason, though? Because he was too good? That's why you despise him? I mean, this is tough. Like, I love this movie, which I mean, that's a hard thing to say. Is like, I love it.
Think the character he played in that movie, just it was harsh.
He was rough.
It was rough. It was.
I mean, he cursed somebody. So
absolutely, yeah,
yeah. It's rough. It's hard to watch.
But it is a great. That's a great movie.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, like the movie. Like, and I think that's an interesting point. Like, I think you did like, he did it so well. He played the character so well that you hate him. Would you agree with that?
You liked him at the same time. Like,
I mean, I like Edward Norton in a lot of other movies, but that one, he's a straight-up skinhead. And skinheads are bad. Yes, they are. That is absolutely true.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah.
I like that, though. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like Edward Norton, though.
I didn't like that he turned down the Hulk contract.
No, he didn't turn that down. No, they didn't want to work with him.
Yeah, because he was a dick. Maybe he was pulling out his character in American History X.
So it wasn't so much that he turned down the contract, it's that he didn't get offered a contract.
Because he curb-stomped someone.
Yeah, probably. Do you have any other, like... Edward Norton movies that you just don't like? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay, so it's just this one because he just played it so well. I gotcha. All right.
Nick Cage.
I didn't learn that you just learned about Nicolas Cage, apparently.
I kind of just made that up for dramatic effect. Oh, she knows who Nick Cage is.
Damn it, Ryan. It was so much better when she didn't know. Oh, okay. So... Then
yeah, I was so prepared to answer that question.
Okay, like, then what's...
you were going to sell it?
Oh, you ruined it,
just
man.
Just edit that part out.
Ruined
Sorry.
It. All right, favorite Nicolas Cage movie. This is a tough one. Especially because, I mean, you went with a deep cut with Edward Norton there, so...
Don't pick Vampire's Kiss. Just joking. You can pick whatever you want.
Probably the one with Meg Ryan. What was it?
City of Angels.
Yeah, City of Angels.
City of Angels.
And I haven't seen that in a long time, but
that was my favorite part of Nick Cage's career because it was like they were trying to make him an action star, and then they were trying to make him some like romantic dude, and he's none of those. He's just Nick Cage. Like,
you don't think he's a romantic?
He's everything.
He's everything, but he's nothing.
I don't know how much he's caught up this. There's some people in the background saying he's everything. And then there's some other people highly disagreeing.
He hasn't been to space, which is the weirdest thing ever.
I know, it's so crazy.
Yet. He won't do a Star Wars movie, but he'll do a Star Trek movie, yep. Which makes a lot of sense. So, City of Angels. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you saw that movie? 1998? Because that's the last time I saw it too.
When it came out,
probably a couple years ago.
So 1998. Broncos just won the Super Bowl again.
Oh man, such a good year! Such a good year.
Are you touching your screen and scrolling it?
Yeah, I got a touch screen.
What the fuck?
Yeah, high tech, man. Wow, high tech.
Moving on up in this podcast world. What are you thinking over there? What? 97-98. Yeah. Super Bowl 32 and
33. And Super Bowl 50.
And Super Bowl...
We don't talk about that.
No, 50 was fun. We won that one.
52 was great.
No, we won 50.
50.
48 is where our current quarterback whooped our ass. Hey, don't put your mic down. We got another question.
All right, yeah. One final question for you, Brittany. Do you have a recommendation for all our listeners here?
Does my microphone smell pleasant, or is it?
I mean, each one is different, so I can't really say. So
it smells sweet and like flowery.
That's probably the one I had between my legs.
Fucking thing sucks.
What are you watching lately? What do you recommend?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I'm going to go with A Star is Born, but not the one with Lady Gaga and whatever his name is. I'm going to go Bradley with
Cooper. Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
Which one? There's like the first, there's been like
the original
with
the original
Kurt Russell
movie.
And with Dolly Parton.
I don't. Even, that's not even the
not
first
Dolly
one, man.
Jeez.
Oop.
Pause for the cause.
Now there's a baby crying.
That your child wants to talk about this movie.
Oh, put her on.
So the one with Barbara Streisand and Kurt Russell. Is it Kurt Russell?
No, not Kurt Russell.
Oh, it's Warren Buffett. No. Jack Nicholson.
No.
Well, who's the actor?
I have no idea.
I'm just looking up how many there are.
She's talking about the one.
Christopherson.
Oh.
Barbara Streisand.
Chris, you know.
There you go.
You know what? My favorite movie with him.
There is a Judy Garland and James Mason.
Judy Garland.
Ah. The one you're talking about?
That's
Chris,
1954.
Christopherson. Chris. He was in Blade.
Yeah.
So he's
really?
A vampire. Yeah, he's a vampire. Why'd you like that one over the recent one?
I haven't watched the Lady Gaga one.
You haven't seen that one?
Mm-mm.
She's a fantastic actress in that movie. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like I can't see her as an actress. I don't know.
I can't see her as
Lady
an actress.
Gaga. She's
Actually done some good work. Like she did a American Horror Story, the hotel one.
People she's
like
gonna be Harley Quinn.
Oh what? Yeah, and the
what?
Joker.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
gonna be Harley
Joker
Quinn.
Too. So like she can act.
I
there's
I'll
more
have to see
to her.
She was she was in that
her in one category.
House of Gucci movie.
So, my story was that, The Star is Born. That's like one of the first like movies I think.
Have you seen it? The first one?
No, not the first one. I watched like the re-one with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper with my now wife at the time, not my wife. And I thought it was going to be like such an upbeat movie.
My wife.
And it was
my wife.
Not. And I think we're just kind of all crying a little bit. So, I think you should watch remakes before they are remade so that you know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. That's my message right here. So,
that's a more you know moment.
That is. Can you find it?
You fucking bitch.
That's not right. Thank you.
Can I press?
You want to press a button?
All
whatever
right.
One you want. They're labeled.
Bless. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brittany.
Fucking thing sucks.
It was a great first time. We're going to have you on a real episode, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Show.
And can you pass along to the next person?
Who's next?
I think we have some jingle bells coming in from Jingle Shells. I did not... Oh, there it is. There's the shake. There's the handshake. Check out our YouTube page. At B-Movies Beyond.
See how natural that shit is?
I gotta say, though, Nate's here. Sorry, Nate. Spoiled you. Did the handshake, and he didn't do it right, so...
How do you mean he didn't do it right? Here.
I gave him a real handshake and he didn't do the finger.
Earlier. This is it.
Yeah, earlier. Oh. Just saying. So,
like,
what are you saying?
I just molded into it.
You're saying this is my fault?
Yeah, your hand.
That you didn't do the Nicolas Cage handshake.
Yeah.
You got to finger the veins.
Right, yeah, he didn't finger me at all. So, I'm just thinking he's a liar.
Bullshit!
So I don't know how much we can trust the rest of his answers, which I've learned that maybe we shouldn't do these episodes, you know, when I've had like four beers or so.
What do you mean? We used to do all our episodes with a minimum of 4 beers.
No, not me.
Yeah, you.
I slur every single word that I say when I'm at 4 beers
you
deep.
You slur your words without 4
that's
beers.
True. That's very true. Very true. Anywho.
And Nate. When you have beers, you actually enunciate your words better.
No. I don't know.
Say apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
See?
Oh, I did it so well. You're right. Damn it. All right. Nate, it's good to have you back on. You were just back. You're on episode 304.
Sure was.
For Con Air, which was a great time. Grand time.
Fantastic.
And
should they remake that movie?
With Nick Cage.
Okay. Same cast. Same cast right now.
Same cast. Have they ever done that? Have they remade a movie with the same characters, with the same actor?
It would be Revisited is what it would be called. Con Air Revisited.
I would totally watch Con Air Revisited.
You'd be like, wait, this is the same fucking movie. Oh, it's amazing though. Look at they're look older.
At those explosions. I mean, like, if you really think about it, it's like some of the remakes, like I'm thinking like The Matrix though. Like some of the the last Matrix was a revisit.
Oh, yeah. It was actually called absolutely. Revisited, wasn't it?
I mean, Resurrection, but close enough.
Convict Convoy. Yeah.
Convict Airplane.
Convict Airplane. Make a B movie version of Con Air with the current actors right now.
Man, you gotta be on microphone, though.
Yeah.
So, Nate. Do you have a movie or a film or damn it, film and a movie is the same thing.
Same thing.
Film or a series that you despise a character the most from?
I got two, but it's kind of like two separate categories. One I hate because it's just poor acting, poor film, poor everything. Catwoman, Halle Berry.
What?
Just horrible. Just god awful. But the other one.
I had no follow up to that.
That's why I kept going.
What?
This was just because of fantastic acting. Would be Kevin Spacey in Seven.
Oh yeah.
Mm. What's in the box?
Man.
What's in the box? Yeah.
So you're not a Kevin Spacey hater. You're okay if he molests you when he did some naughty things.
I wasn't sure, but he did something.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you're okay with that then, huh?
No, I don't approve
of it. So if you're doing a massage to him and he starts like, hey, I kind of want the happy ending, you would give that?
Why would I be doing a massage to begin with?
Why not?
Why am I drunk?
I'm just saying, Nate, I mean, if... Here's the thing. Okay, I guess what I'm saying is if you give me a massage.
Specifically you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You're super, by the way.
Hey, guys. Oh, big golf, huh? All right. See you later.
We got a question for you, dude.
Yes.
Top or bottom?
Middle. Like a sandwich.
Fair enough. I'm going to react that one.
Middle? How do you do the middle?
Like, oh, Scott's involved.
Oh. Scott potato.
Scott potato. Gross. Dominant Scott.
All right. Do you have a most despised position?
The answer should anything? Be Amazon.
And what's that?
Oh, dude.
Oh, the Amazon position? Yeah. Oh, man, that's the worst.
I was thinking anything that involves a handstand.
It's kind of like that.
Just because you don't want to do the handstand.
Exactly. That's very tiring.
Yeah. I agree. I hear you.
I don't even know how you deal with that.
What's a hand or what's a Amazon?
She kind of fucks you.
And she like does it late. On? Like, you know, and she is delayed. That's my thing with Amazon, anyways. Delayed strap on.
Good to know.
All right. Nate, favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
Have we said Con Air? Con Air has been said.
No, actually. No.
Not really.
We rebutted with The Rock.
Right. Okay.
We're questioning Evan if he thought like The Rock was better than Con Air, which I think he died.
Oh, no. He's alive. Okay.
Oh, well, actually, my favorite is The Cowboy.
Huh?
The one that just came out.
It's not the called
old
the cowboy.
Way.
I don't know what it's called. I
thought the it was old a, cowboy.
Wait, old cowboy. Is that what
you watched this?
The old way. You didn't even know, Nate. Oh man, I didn't even hear
you. You need to play by the rules, Nate.
Yeah.
All right, gone in 60 seconds.
Fuck oh, you! Yeah. God. That was my choice. High five. That was my choice. You guys are taking all my favorite movies from Nick Cage.
I guess we do have a choice at the very end. We can't reuse any of their choices, nope, too. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, dude. They knocked out The Rock, Con Air, Ghost Rider, Face Off, City of Angels.
I think Ghost Rider was...
Kaiden kind of took it.
Kind of.
Not Ghost Rider. What?
He said... Yeah, he took it.
Okay.
Ghost Rider?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. But gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
They solid. Need to tie that into the Fast and Furious universe, yes, ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
And they need to go to space and fight dinosaurs.
Of course.
I don't know why it hasn't happened yet. Cadillacs and dinosaurs with Nick Cage and Vin Diesel.
Then that'll give them a chance to...
And we have a dinosaur movie to put in our blockbuster game.
He was almost in space when he was almost Superman.
Dude, and he could go to space. Yeah, you're right.
Dude, when he was in his costume and
I know.
Aces.
With his Con Air hair.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, was it right after Con Air?
Yeah,
he had back-to-back-to-back-to-back, like, hit movies.
Could you imagine if he went to, like... Dude, that could have been the trilogy. It could have been the Rock, Face Off.
Superman.
Quadruple.
And then City of Angels.
Yes.
And then he could have been boosting cars.
Oh man, I like your pick with
60
because it was 60. My pick.
That's a good one.
Why are you always stealing my shit? I know what rotary motors are.
Okay. That scene, they're listening to that song and they're like, "All right," he's like, "Let's ride
tequila."
Yeah, so good. So
let's ride.
Every time Russell Wilson said "Let's ride," I always thought about Nick Cage going, "Let's ride."
That's kind of what he did too.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, all right.
Wow, man, freaked out.
Not wrong.
All right, Nate, do you have a recommendation for us?
Well,
yep.
I like superhero movies.
Uh-huh.
Usually I'd recommend a Marvel one. They're all good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going with DC.
What?
Cut them off.
Yep. No, wait for it. Constantine.
Oh, okay.
That's the other best actor in the world, Nick Cage.
Yes,
or exactly. Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
Did you just say Nick Cage?
It goes Nick Cage, Keanu Reeves.
And then Nick Cage.
And then Nick Cage.
Right back to Nicolas Cage.
Don't you think Nick Cage would have been a better Constantine?
Probably. I mean, dude, how many times could Nicolas Cage would have been a better actor in some movie?
They could have been so interchangeable. It's not even funny, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, could you imagine him in Point Break?
Yeah, Point Break. I was just saying, like, I mean...
Could you imagine Keanu Reeves in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Lake House?
We gotta boost some cars.
Let's ride.
Bro, let's ride. You got those Mercedes keys?
Yeah. Oh man, that's a good one. I like it.
Yep.
All right.
Gone in 60 Seconds Revisited.
I would totally watch that. I mean, it was kind of revisited with Nicolas Cage and it made it better, right?
Oh, fuck yeah.
On that note,
all right,
Nate, you got to pass the torch. Okay. Sorry, buddy. Thank you for being here.
I love having the board here and live. People got to press my buttons.
Ryan loves getting his buttons pushed.
Pew.
I love beer. Oktoberfest. Marzen style lager. Just wait until someone shows up. Beer. We finished the Dell's Pale Ale.
I gotta...
You guys couldn't think of anything.
Oh, what's up, banana? Beer.
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. I don't want to get you guys in trouble.
Fucking thing.
I think we
sucks.
Use that much because it's just you singing it. If we actually played it, then we might get in trouble. But, you know, we play by the seat of our pants.
Does No Doubt ever listen to this podcast?
No.
No Doubt exactly. They do.
If you're listening, and we know that you are.
Yeah. Hey, Gwen.
Just.
Whenever you're, you know.
She's pregnant.
What?
What?
I saw this picture. She's pregnant at like 53.
With the country guy?
I assume so.
Not Gavin Rossdale.
Not Gavin Rossdale anymore?
Not
they
Bush?
Broke up forever ago.
Oh, why not?
Because it's Bush.
Because it's Bush.
Was it too big or too small?
The bush?
Mm, good question.
Or his ego?
That's your question. Is bush better big or small?
It's small.
For guy or girl, you can go explain. I want to know.
Bush is always better small.
No. No matter unless, what. Man or guy? Or man or woman?
Okay. Man or guy?
You cut me off with the
woman
applause.
Or female?
Unless we're in the rainforest.
The rainforest?
Yes.
All right, gonna write that down. Bush is better small.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Like George Bush?
Like flourishing bushes.
There's no
like
bushes in the rainforest. Bushes
are is better small though. So like in
Except
the gutter
in a rainforest.
Oh yeah. Okay. So
I'm
if we're
a
in
human,
our
it's small.
Yes, if we're in the
in
gutter,
nature,
it's large. Small. If we're not in the gutter, large. Right? Got it. Nailed it.
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks, babe.
No
Save.
Bushes.
Thank
Fuck
you,
the rainforest.
Babe.
Ryan,
what?
You're super.
No.
Have you ever heard my cemetery plan?
I have a death plan, actually.
Not for like me dying, but I want to buy plots of land and cremate people and turn them into actual reforestation and like make people trees.
Yes, that is my same plan. You can do that right now, and it's actually cheaper than being cremated or buried.
But if you own the land,
put in a box.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
you get put in a box with like to be put in a box with
like
fertilizer.
What do you mean, like how I am right now?
No, listen to my answer.
Huh?
To be. Piece of shit to be put in like a biodegradable box with like, you know, fertilizer and stuff to be just instead of like a coffin where you're just laying there and it's not biodegrading.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So instead you're feeding the ground and trees and grass. And
yeah.
You said fertilizer, right?
Yeah.
So you can get your ashes and then your family can all take a dump, put it in one thing together.
It's not even your ashes. It's your body.
You can put your body, your family can take a
so
dump.
So you're saying the whole body goes in the ground.
Yes.
In what?
What?
In like a biodegradable box with fertilizer
Cardboard.
And other things to help grow like trees or whatever.
The way you monetize on this is you have to own the land and make it designated for it so you make the money off of it and then you're doing good things.
That's fine. Put me in the fucking backyard. I will be a beautiful tree for my great-great-grandchildren.
No, we're not talking about us dying. We gotta make money off of it. We gotta make money off of other people dying.
Oh, that's
okay.
My pen.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's my pen.
Right now. So let's just get a plot of land and open up a cemetery is what you're saying.
Yeah, but we gotta do
and
it like...
And everyone is trees.
Yes.
So instead of visiting a gravestone, you're visiting trees.
Yeah, and you can put
oh,
it like
Oh, I like that. And you can carve
Perfect.
Into it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Babe. I want to be buried in the backyard where the pool is.
Hey, collectively, do we have $4.7 million? Because there is an old town in Southern Colorado that
do
you could buy.
We have $4.7 Collectively,
no.
Not.
And we can,
well, collectively, we probably have that in debt than we do.
But if we do, then we can buy this old Western town in like Sawatchie, Colorado, and we can live like old Western type of people.
Is that what you're trying to do with your loan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then one day we will have that money.
I've got about -$8,000.
Danny, that's no help.
Yeah, we're no help.
Kaiden, what do you got?
On this side, no. Negative.
Kaiden,
yeah, he has 2,000.
Once we pay off the student loans, Nate and I, the Strike Fire, making money. But until then.
4 points
paid off. Those
and it's an old, it's a true old Western town. There's
How,
a,
with
a
trees?
Saloon. There's like, well, I would get the mansion, but.
Why do you get the mansion?
Because I came up with the idea.
What? Trees? I'm so confused on what we're talking about.
Anyway, we got questions for you.
You did
Nikki.
Not come up with trees.
Yes, I did. I came up with an entire plan to buy the land to plant the dead people.
So then we have to share our land, our mansion, with dead people. So you're building your mansion on holy ground.
No,
now we're going to be haunted.
The mansion's built.
I just want to know what's cheaper, getting burned up your ashes, you know, or just you know putting myself in the backyard.
Backyard.
Oh,
bring it back
that's
to
the way I want
to
go.
No,
backyard, please.
I want my own
but
pyramid.
But you have to get that. I'm sure settled with the city because if not,
no,
and you go
no,
missing,
no, no,
they're gonna
no,
come
no,
look
no,
at
no,
Danny
no, no,
to
no,
see
no,
that
no,
she
no,
murdered
no,
you
no,
and
no,
buried
no, no.
you in the backyard.
I'll sign something. It's okay. I'll sign something.
I'm gonna sign my pyramid because I want to be just like Nick Cage and have my own pyramid.
Oh, can I have a pyramid?
Yeah.
Wait, wait, I'm gonna make my own pyramid.
He already has
in
his tombstone.
Oh
and it's a pyramid.
Okay, Nikki.
See, Danny, what happens is when Nikki gets on here, this is the nothing gets done. Nothing That's why it's done. A banana.
This shit is bananas.
All right, we got okay. We got questions. All right, Peter, ask some questions.
Oktoberfest is so good.
It is January.
Most despised character from a movie or film because nope. Damn it! Fucking A show.
What just happened?
Fucking thing sucks.
A movie to film is the same thing.
Oh, I did not listen to you, to be honest.
Show is very different.
You haven't listened the entire episode.
Okay. I have two.
I'm going to get it right one of these times.
I have two, but I'll choose one, I suppose. Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter.
Why?
I never saw Harry Potter.
Okay. How about
the
grandma from Encanto? Does that strike chords with you guys?
That's my mother.
I know Vicky, and she is wonderful.
You wait till Vicky becomes that old lady from Encanto. She's going to fucking smack the shit out of you.
Magic.
Her birthday is Halloween. You don't think she's a witch?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
My mother's a witch.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
For real.
I mean,
not even mean.
Even more amazing.
She's the Encanto grandma. I watched that movie Encanto, and I looked over her, and I was like, that's you. And she's like, what? I was like,
she didn't get it.
And then one of her students, she's a substitute teacher now, and the student's like, hey, you remind me of the grandma from Encanto.
That is not Vicky at all.
100%.
Okay.
It makes sense.
That's no.
From
she
what I'm
is
hearing.
Like the sweetest woman ever.
That's how it started off in Encanto.
Yeah.
No, she was always mean in Encanto.
No.
Yes, from the beginning, she's like, Maribel, oh, she don't got no powers. Get in here.
That's
like,
yeah, that's right. Really nice.
No, she's calling her out for not having any
powers. I heard the tone in your voice. I've seen really, come on, let's celebrate.
No, that's, hey, go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. You got no powers to help out the house.
I agree to disagree.
That's how my mom talks to me.
This is why it's so confusing, right?
She's like, Ryan, you deadbeat.
Yeah, you're such a deadbeat, son. What are you doing recording with your friends every Wednesday? What's this recording?
We don't want you up here watching movies with us. You're logging on the internet.
What's the Netflix password? I don't know. It's Romans. Anyway, so the Encanto grandma, or
I guess since you guys didn't know who I was talking about with Dolores Umbridge, so
well, I kind of do. I know it's a Harry Potter.
Yeah, I knew that. Mm-hmm.
How many Harrys and Potters are there?
Seven. Okay. Well, no, technically eight. Because the book seven is two movies.
So I was going to say seven and a half.
If they were to recast Harry Potter, why would it be Carrie and Cullen? McCullen. Macaulay Culkin. What's his brother's name? Carrie and McCullen.
Yeah.
Mocha. Mm-hmm. He'd be a good Harry Potter. Like an adult dark one. Anyway. Peter, you got more questions?
Daniel Radcliffe is also just an adult now, so you could just use him as an adult Harry Potter.
He's so much better as an adult than a child.
He's so much better as Weird Al than anybody.
Than adult. Weird Al?
Adult person. He's so much better. I found my pin, FYI. And let's move on. Favorite Nicolas Cage movie, Nikki? All right. Go!
Well, a bunch of these have been taken already, so I made notes.
Go!
fuck off. National Treasure.
I never saw that one either.
What?
Yeah,
there's
no.
Two of them.
I know. And Catherine Zeta-Jones did a series.
No, that's a series. You know, it doesn't count.
Wait, you legit have never seen National Treasure?
Nope.
It is a national treasure.
I heard.
You know why he hasn't seen it? It doesn't start with a B.
Because he sucks.
That's true. Because it doesn't start with a B.
He gets very confused about this podcast. He's like, if it doesn't start with a B, he doesn't know what's going on.
The National Treasure.
That's why he likes you so much. Is a banana.
Yeah. Okay. Shit's bananas.
B-A-N-A. No. National Treasure is amazing. And it's one of those movies, if it's on like TBS, which it's always on.
Like Con Air.
I will turn it on.
Yep.
Any part of the movie, I don't care. And the sidekick, everyone hates him. Why? He's great in it
He makes an appearance in the series. So.
Oh.
People like him. I like him.
I like him. I think he's funny.
Uh-huh.
He makes me laugh.
Yeah.
He's also in The Hangover, and like that's it.
Wait, who's the sidekick?
The guy in The Hangover, but he's not really in The Hangover. He's the bachelor.
And oh, so Doug?
the bachelor who that you never see.
He should have so much more. He should have had so much more.
Doug has a lot of potential.
I think he's great, and I love him in that movie. I love that movie.
They didn't bring him into the second one is ridiculous.
Agreed. Well, they're hungover, dude. They can't figure everything out.
Yeah, but why can't he be there?
I don't know, bro.
He's very likable.
I agree. What's his name?
Doug.
His name's not Doug. I don't know what his name is in the show or in real life, but I just know that I like him.
I like him, too.
Justin Bartha.
Doug Bartha.
And I like to think that the history is real, but I don't know how accurate.
I don't know. I just got a history lesson tonight by Kaiden.
I also don't know how multiple accurate times. That is. No offense, Kaiden.
It's all about the Germans.
You love doing this podcast, don't you?
I do. It's my favorite part.
It's the best.
It's so fun.
Thanks for...
You need to have me on more often without my husband, though.
Ooh, were you jelly the last episode?
I was. I walked in. I was like, the fuck? I'm coming home from work in my scrubs.
That's what Danielle told me. Everyone's having great times. Are you really going to have this without Nikki? I'm like, yeah. It's fine. It's okay. They're okay. They're a great couple. She's not going to be mad.
Nate slept in that room that you guys recorded in.
You're sleeping in another bedroom.
Fuck you.
Sorry, Nate.
I'm not sorry. You deserved it. You walked away midway through. Why didn't we get Taco Bell?
He didn't. He's lying. He just had to go pee. He probably had to poop, actually.
It was a poop. It was a long one. You guys went through John Cusack movies. A lot of them. Anyway, next question. Is that it?
No, recommendation.
Oh, yeah. What do you recommend now?
Okay.
I like how you have notes. You're like 99,000% more prepared than I ever was.
I always make notes. If not, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. Or I just get too drunk and then I say too much.
That's the show.
Hey-o. The more you know. I knew you were going to play that.
Notice it was a pinky. Like, it's just normal for me to just on cue.
So I have not honestly watched a movie in a while. What are you doing?
Playing footsie with me.
I can't find my pen. I keep on dropping.
Why have you dropped it thrice in the last, like, 20 seconds?
I'm drunk.
Are you drunk?
Let me hold this baby.
So I have not... Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's not good when your own wife will let you hold your baby. Well, she's last,
you can't even hold a pen. How are you going to hold a child?
Yeah, you probably...
Come on.
Very good point.
Yeah.
No, she's not squirmy.
And the pen is?
Yeah. She's very squirmy.
It doesn't move.
You're a mess, sir.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Answer your question.
Okay, so I have not watched a movie in a long time, to be honest. I've just been watching a lot of shows. So I'm going to show you the show that we have been watching nonstop, which is Supernatural. It is amazing, and go watch it.
Yeah? Yes. There's like 95 different seasons, right?
Okay, I just learned there was 15.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We're on season 5.
Oh, good luck.
It has been amazing so far. Okay. Honestly, there really hasn't been an episode that I was like, fuck this, I hate this. I've liked every episode. They all are either very funny or at least entertaining and kind of suspenseful.
What's
like,
the main dude's name?
It's Dean and Sam.
No, the actor's name.
Jensen Ackles.
He was in The Boys.
Yes.
He's
also, and my husband knows this, he's the sexiest fucking man on the planet.
Besides me.
He's played Batman before.
Besides
the
anyone.
The Boys.
Okay.
Jensen Ackles? What? Who? When?
In the animated series stuff. Not
like,
series.
Like movies. Like Will Friedle?
He's a good Batman voice.
He is. He's really good.
You know who else is a good Joker voice? I just found out. Art the Clown.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I've seen that too. Oh, my God.
TikTok.
Yeah. I was blown away. I was like, this guy needs to be fucking Art the Joker. So,
yeah,
Supernatural.
So go watch Supernatural. Huh? It's super.
It's super cool.
It's super
good. Yes. It's very funny. Okay. If you like any sort of sci-fi and you want like a show to just, I don't know, watch, spend hours watching instead of a movie.
You got some big news for us, right? You're expecting a 90s room podcast episode.
I was like, do you know something? I don't, because this is the sixth beer and this baby is not doing well right now.
And your baby downstairs with the Harry Potter room and hidden closet and like weird.
Yes, we have a dope ass basement now.
We are going to be filming live there one day.
The baby in the basement is doing fantastic.
The baby in the basement is doing fantastic.
What?
And that's a real baby. basement. Congratulations on the expansion of your house and diminishing your resale value. Because who the fuck is going to buy the shit out of that basement? No, you're going to get negative.
Dude, they have a hidden room, man. Yeah, that upsells so but much.
The color of that basement is only for Nikki and Nate.
But paint okay. is so all right. easy
for,
to do.
For those of you who know of the 1992 Super Mario Brothers movie or show or game, fuck, on Super Nintendo, there's a book that is... The hidden secrets of Super you Mario World.
Based your entire yes, color yes, of your we basement. Saw
this. We wanted 90s because the carpet is an awful blue. And that was already there. We didn't put that blue
true.
In.
True.
So either we have to embrace it or we have to redo fucking carpet. Who wants to do that? That's thousands of dollars. Paint is a couple hundred.
That's true. So you made
so
it.
So we made it. We were already going to make it nerdy.
Uh-huh.
So now we're just making it 90s retro nerdy.
I can't wait till you do the rest of the house. And one of the rooms looks like one of those 90s jazz cups.
The rest of the house is just all like basically a bunch of like sex rooms, orgy, and then a very nice kitchen.
I love this basement.
I love all the other rooms. Been in them.
And a study.
In the study.
In the study.
The study is outside. The sex rooms are upstairs around ours. There might be a washer and dryer, but downstairs, the basement is green and purple.
There is also a room where we trap people and torture them. Put the lotion in the basket. It's also...
Or it gets the hose again.
A form of kink, so whichever you prefer.
I'm at Amazon. That's the
hidden door. Yeah, you don't know what happens behind that hidden door.
Nikki, thanks for joining us this episode. We got one more guest.
Yes, thank you so much.
Uno mas.
Hey, guys. Oh, big golf, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Perfect. That's how I want
to
go out.
That's how you should go out every time, Banana. Hey, if I talk to two microphones, is this like two different channels? Can I hand the mic to you? Hello, guest.
Hello.
I want to have Peter be the one to introduce you.
Why?
Because you're his.
I've known you just as long.
My wife.
You're not my wife. You're his.
My wife.
Hello, babe.
Hello.
Welcome in.
You have known me for a long ass time, huh?
Very long. Yes.
Probably the second longest out of everybody here.
Yeah, I think I was 15 years old when I met you.
I think I was. How old am I now? 37. Yeah, I was about 15 too, huh?
Oh, around the same age.
Yeah. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Well, I beat you as 14. So there we go.
Help me, Matt.
Well, you know what you said earlier is you broke up with her, so her and I actually hung out more than you guys did during that time.
But. Meh. 14, though, is what we're talking about. The earliest that we met Danielle, my lovely, lovely wife.
My wife.
That's my wife. Welcome into the podcast. She has, you've heard this sultry voice before. She's filled in when Ryan's on vacation, doing his thing, and...
I wasn't on vacation, I was on a work trip, and I was really hungover that time.
Well, come on. If you're hungover for a work trip, come on.
Have you been to San Francisco?
Yeah.
Were you hungover at like 6 o'clock in the evening?
I was Mormon at that time, so no.
I was Mormon at that time. I was not. Had a lot of clam chowder.
Oh, nice. Babe, really excited to have you on. Last guest. Are you so excited? You better bring it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Well, first question. Most despised character of a movie or TV series
or film.
So I was thinking about this a lot while I was listening to everyone else, and I was like, okay, well, I hate so many Game of Thrones people, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go with that. Something that really stuck with me and I hated for a long time after I watched the movie, Stanley Tucci in The Lovely Bones.
What? That bald-headed fuck?
It was really scary and traumatizing. And
it's just because of his character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously. He also always plays kind of a douche.
Not in The Kingsman.
The Hunger Games?
I never saw The Hunger Games.
Here's the thing is...
I know you can question me. It's fine.
Tucci, like he
Have
plays...
you seen The Lovely Bones?
Yeah.
He's a serial killer.
Oh, I know. I understand.
He kills a 14-year-old.
He plays those...
It's traumatizing.
I get it. But he also plays so many other characters. Like, the
you
guy,
asked me?
I know.
What character?
No, you nailed it. I'm just saying, Tucci, though, he's all over the place, though.
You just always have to argue.
Yes, I do.
It was a bad...
That's my thing.
...character.
That's his...
And he traumatized me.
But you're saying because he did it so well, though.
Yes.
Yeah, like see, that's like...
That's not what you were going for?
I get it, because he... like. It's a
what
different
were you going
thing.
For? Did you want something?
Like, because it was so... No. You nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah, all I right. did. I answered the question. Move on.
You pull me, I'm right.
But is there also a movie where you love him in, though?
Probably.
Yeah, because, dude, the guy is such a great character actor.
Great actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not saying that. You asked
That's
me.
The whole thing. Like, he nailed, like, being, like, the serial killer. And, like, it was disturbing. So I get it. You're absolutely 100% right. So
it was really scary to me. It traumatized me.
Yeah. I just have a hard time because, like, he's such a great character. Like, the fact that he's played this, like, terrible serial killer, I'm like, I have issue with. So I.
That's not my problem.
I know. It's not.
Okay, moving
on. It's not fine about it. Right? He's just looking at his phone just right now. He's like, no, I'm not involved with this at all.
I am trying to figure out my worst villain because... These are actually.
Yeah, great. You're up next, right?
Yeah, I know.
You better be prepared. All right.
I think I got it.
Babe, this is going to be a tough one for you, I think. Favorite Nicolas Cage movie?
None of them.
Exactly. That's why I knew it was going to be tough.
Unpopular opinion here. I actually hate
but why?
Nicolas Cage. He's annoying. He's weird. His face is weird. His voice is weird. I hate his forehead. I just don't like him.
I think that's the main reason is the
Every
forehead.
Single movie I've seen with him, I'm like, ugh. But I tolerate Family Man.
Oh.
It's a good
so,
one.
So there you go.
We also watched like the Rock, not
You can pick
like 2 years
the Spider-Man
ago,
movie. You don't see his forehead or him at all. But
did you even know?
There.
Did you know he was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
He's the black. No, wait. He's
Noir.
No, he's the black and white one. Yeah. Noir.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is he in there?
Because he's a great fan of comic books.
Oh, well, I don't like him.
He's the voice of Superman. And,
not a fan of any. What is he on? His like 900th wife?
Go.
Because he's a fucking crazy person?
Well, yeah, I mean.
But that's all that makes him so great.
No, he's not great. He's creepy and gross. And every single movie, I'm like, ugh. Like when women are like attracted to him, I'm like.
What woman is attracted to Nick Cage?
What about City of Angels? Come on.
No, he's nasty.
He's an artiste.
I don't know why you
he's
picked this question.
He's a thespian.
I don't know why you even asked me this question.
Not even an actor. He's a thespian.
Peter, yeah. You knew how I was going to
react. I knew. That's why I was excited for this question.
Are you excited to read that book?
So, again, though, back to like your favorite film.
I said Family Man.
Family Man. That's the one.
Taya Leone, like... That's the reason.
Someone else in it.
I mean, it's fair enough. She don't like the plot. It's good to go. I'm down with that.
It's a cute movie. I tear up every time I watch it.
Have you watched
even
Mom
I know
and
the
Dad?
No.
Have you watched Mom and Dad?
I have it. I own it. She doesn't watch Nicolas Cage movies with me. If you're not, if that's
Mom
nice
and Dad
question.
Is a yeah terrible good. Awesome movie though.
But I mean, come on. How did you feel about when we watched The Rock again? She just looked at me.
You know how I felt.
I thought you liked it.
It was just okay.
Okay. You heard it here. The Rock is just okay.
Fucking thing sucks.
How do you feel about Con Air?
Okay,
what I
so
do.
Con Air actually was pretty good.
All right. I want to go through all Nicolas Cage's
movies. No, we're not
movies.
Doing this. We're not doing this.
Face Off.
We're not doing that.
Come on, Face Off. That's the trilogy. It's The Rock, Con Air, and Face Off. Let's so
I would go
right now.
Con Air, face off The Rock.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
That sounds like a wrestling match.
I think that's actually how I put them, babe. I think you got me. Is this why we're married?
No.
Oh, it's not because of Nicolas Cage.
Could you imagine if it was?
She Our marriage would be like 21 days.
That'd be a Nick Cage movie.
And yeah.
All right.
What are you recommending nowadays? What are you watching? What are you listening to?
Oh, gosh. Still murder. Still anything serial killer.
What if Nick Cage did a series of murder mysteries?
Oh, this is my favorite thing. So we had to watch a movie, The Frozen Ground, because Nicolas Cage is in it with a murderer who, guessed who's in it? I wish it was Keanu Reeves, but it was John Cusack.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a very sad movie.
He is a thespian. He does have a wide range of acting chops.
How do you think Nicolas Cage did in that movie, The Frozen Ground?
I thought he did an okay job. He played a detective.
Very nice.
He was a good guy for once. And he... the movie wasn't accurate to the story. So.
That's true. Yeah. She knows the true events. But I just want you to know, I'm going to cut this all in favor of Nicolas Cage for you.
I'd like to just say really quickly, I do not like Nicolas Cage. I don't support anything he does.
And it's cut.
And this podcast is silly.
Can I like do the Oscar thing? Like, keep on ranting about why you don't like
Play her off.
Play her off. Hey, thanks for joining us. All right, now we gotta go back to the commercial and just check it out from Burger King.
Thank you so much, Whopper. We know how much you love Nicolas Cage.
Junior Whopper.
Ryan.
Yo.
You know what's up now?
Recommendations?
No, you gotta answer the questions. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can't wait.
Whew. I'll have what she's having.
All right.
I'm going to have what you have.
Shotgun them.
All right.
I got it.
So, who do you despise? What character do you despise the most in a movie or series?
I pulled it up.
TV show.
I want to come back. My arm hurts.
I am going to pick. Are you ready?
We got to mute microphones. We're learning shit.
I'm going to pick Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator. What's his name? History buff. What's his name? Maximus. No, it's Commodus. Oh, wait. Jesus. Joaquin That's Phoenix. How I know you make up shit.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the main character of Gladiator, bro.
Commodus from Gladiator, Max, because Joaquin Phoenix was a jerk.
The more you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay.
What's your favorite Nick Cage movie and why?
Yep, that's
Thank
it.
You. Jesus.
You're welcome. I've heard you ask this question.
My favorite Nick Cage movie has already been said multiple times.
Sucks to suck.
I know. Drive Angry.
Oh, good. Damn it.
The reason why, have you ever seen the scene where he's straight up fucking the hooker in the hotel room while killing people?
Yeah, there's sex fighting in this, which we're stunned by this.
He has her.
There needs to be more sex
fighting.
He
picks her up, and she's like straddling on him, and they're just doing it, and he's just shooting people.
Kynan, there needs to be more sex fighting.
More sex fighting. Drive Angry, best Nick Cage movie ever, because it's the most, and like there's explosions, and like it's just Nick Cage.
Does he drive angrily?
Hell yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Old school Dodge Charger, Amber Heard's in it. You know the movie's crazy.
I hate her.
Me too. She's hot in this movie, but she's nuts.
Beautiful. She's hot.
She
crazy
took
crazy hot scale.
I mean, both.
Yeah, so 10 crazy, 10 hot.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
All right, one more, Peter.
Ryan, what is your recommendation for this week?
Dude, I have been watching Succession. Have you heard of this freaking series?
I have. We talked about it before.
Fuck, dude. I'm like almost done with it. I've binge watched this entire series.
Shit. This is on HBO.
Yeah. Best series I've watched. I don't even know what to say. Anybody else watch this?
I think it has, like, it's been nominated, right? Multiple awards.
It's so good. Like, Brian Cox as Logan Roy. He's the dad of this. He's like Rupert Murdoch, and his kids are trying to overthrow his entire empire of his media company. And he just keeps on fucking his kids over, and it's so awesome. And his son's like a bad druggie, and like, oh, Kieran Culkin's in it.
Love him.
Yeah, he's so dumb and terrible, and love him in this. So it's a great series. Great, great, great series.
I like him better than Macaulay. Yes?
Me too.
Yeah.
You know when I liked him better than Macaulay?
Scott Pilgrim?
Yep. 100%. Nice. The gay roommate.
He's gay in real life.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
I'm pretty confident. 98%.
If you're wrong about that.
Fuck me, right?
I'm right. Fucking thing sucks.
All right, Peter. It's your turn. The host with the most.
What's the question?
The question is, what villain?
Questions.
What villain do you despise or hate the most in any film or media or movies?
Villain, huh?
Yeah.
Or
actor, actress, temptress. You could pick Nick Cage too.
That's
a good one.
Villain that I hate. You know, here's the thing. So I haven't finished Emma Stone in what the fuck is that movie that she's in?
Easy A.
Dogs.
La La Land. 101 Dalmatians. Cruella.
Cruella. Wow, really?
Wait, who's the bad guy?
Her.
She's not the bad guy.
Not in the movie, but she becomes the bad guy. And I never finished that movie because I just thought it was just boring.
You didn't finish it, so you don't know. And first. That movie is not boring.
It is too boring.
The fashion and the music is amazing. And she's not the bad guy.
Pick a movie you finished.
Pick a bad guy and not a protagonist too? That's a good guy.
A movie I finished too. Okay, let me think. No, fuck that. I pick Cruella.
Okay.
The fact that I can't stay awake through that movie, that's my answer.
Well, you should pick
She's not the villain, though.
Well, she becomes a villain, so she deserves
How
it.
How do you know you haven't seen the ending?
I know because I've seen 101 Dalmatians.
It has nothing to do with that.
So why does it
you
he pick?
You idiot.
Give the microphone back to Ryan.
Ryan has his own microphone.
I do.
We do, Peter. We do.
Come on, pick something good. Yeah, you should have
that's
thought
that's my fucking answer.
That's Peter's fucking answer.
Nope. We'll do it live.
We're doing live.
Do it live.
All right, Peter.
Oh, I was wrong. He's not gay. My bad. I thought he was. Apparently he has two kids. Whoops. I swear I read that somewhere. Maybe he's...
He was gay in Scott Pilgrim. That's it.
Maybe he's bi.
Kieran Culkin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Peter. Next question.
I'm going to double down on it. All right, what's your favorite... What's your favorite Nick Cage movie? Repeats. I mean, yeah, no repeats. With no repeats, I mean, oh, dude, there's so many. Can I just say all of them? No, I'll say no. So Willy's Wonderland was fantastic. Pig was fantastic.
Never seen Pig.
We need to watch it.
Yeah. Jiu-Jitsu was fantastic because of the fact that here's the thing on Jiu-Jitsu, and I'm just gonna start with that one because the fact that he could do Jiu-Jitsu at his age was phenomenal, and so
wasn't just a stand-in or something.
I don't know, Nate, but maybe
no, you don't even know what you're saying.
Maybe it's from the direction and the director and how they filmed it, but he looked amazing.
Well, Con Air, he did all of his shit, so think.
He flew the plane. It's already been picked, so I can't use it, Nate.
Well, I'm saying.
So, Jiu-Jitsu, when he was doing a lot of stunts, that probably wasn't him, looked really cool, and so I gotta go with Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
Your answers make no sense.
You made no sense!
Now
you picked all the good movies! Come on!
Nice.
All right, what's your recommendation? Do you recommend?
Why am I drunk?
Pig was really good.
Wait, so you're going to recommend
Nicolas Cage? Yes, absolutely, because Nicolas Cage is the bomb and he's the shit. Same thing, means the same thing. Pig was really good.
Straight out of 1999.
Yes. He goes, and on search for his pig, his lovely pig, who looks for truffles, and it is awesome.
Wait, and this is what this movie's about?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. His pig. No, come on. All don't
I
laugh.
Heard, I know. I haven't seen it. I want to see it because everyone recommends it. I didn't know it was just about him searching for his pig who's searching for truffles. Yeah. I his thought pig. It was about no. maybe did a you know serial killer.
Did you know there's real truffle pigs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're really good at finding truffles, right?
Yes, they sniff out truffles.
Yeah, but he's even better than the pigs. But
he's better at sniffing out truffles?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't really need the pigs.
So he's
so
a
why
super
is he looking for his
pig?
Because he loves his pig.
So is it like Babe?
Kind of. Pig.
Does
babe and the pig in the city.
Say that'll
but he's
pig?
Looking for Babe in the city, his pig. And so he's going around and he's a famous chef. And there's a lot about like what could have been and who you should be and not going to the norm. That's the moral of this story. And Pig is fucking amazing. And I want to have Nicolas Cage make me a fucking dish.
I have a serious question.
Huh?
So you're talking about Babe, Pig in the City?
Yeah, with Nicolas Cage.
So does he say, that'll do, pig, when the pig finds truffles?
He
totally does.
He does say something really close.
What does he say?
There's a point where the pig does find truffles, and he's like, good job. It's something like that. I mean, not as cool.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah,
missed opportunity.
But because Nicolas Cage is not a repeater. If I have to defend Nicolas Cage all night, I think we all know.
I'm not hating on Nicolas Cage. I'm hating on the writing of that.
I want Evan to come back. Evan supports me.
I like how both your co-hosts have like slowly
abandoned you because you're drunk.
You're on your own.
Why am I drunk?
Evan supports me in my drunkenness. Evan came and found me when I was drunk. It was so bad one night.
I remember that. You were next to an RV.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was, and I couldn't tell him where I was, and all I could do was
I've been there
just
with
like...
You too,
Ryan and I were in Amsterdam.
Yeah. And John all I could do was just... I knew how to use Google and Google GPS, and my wife is taking all my shit.
Right here. Are you even recording?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awful if I didn't record.
Oh my god, nothing's recorded. Start over.
Ask the questions again for the third time.
Pretty sure it's recorded.
Start over with Evan.
Yeah. All right, let's do the outro. Ryan, get on there. Evan,
all right.
Get on there.
Let me answer my question.
You answered the question.
Answered it.
Peter, you know what I got to tell you? Thank you, and shut the fuck up at this point, all right? I love you.
Do you see how tight I'm holding this mic? I need to answer more. You more beer!
And on that note... Everybody dance.
It's going.
Goodbye, everybody.
What? We ended it.